Hey, what's up? This is Mario with Rugged 33 and my co-host Sunny. How's it going?
Hi, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Just part of the 5 a.m. club, man. Just got finished with my workout.
You're crazy. I could never.
Yeah, I think it's with old age, you wake up for nothing, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I'm becoming your grandpa every day I get older. I'm like, no wonder why he woke up and put the TV on loud on CNN and then blended his beans and woke up the whole house.
Mm. Makes sense.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, today's episode is it's about bad days. And yesterday I had a pretty tough day, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But bad days and how you could be encouraged on having a good day. My dad would be like, oh, you're in a bad mood? Get back into bed, roll over on the other side, and get into a good mood. And I was like, man, I don't want to hear that.
Right. No, right.
I yeah.
Their bed and mope around and.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let me sulk in my bad day. Mm-hmm. You know. But yeah. Yeah. So besides that, how are things going?
Pretty good. You know, just in my last final stretches. Don't have too many semesters left until I'm done. So. This semester is going to be very relaxed and chill. And so basically I only have, I'm taking 6 classes, but not all of them are like go the entire semester. Like they're only for like a couple weeks. Yeah. So like I'm taking like the bare minimum. I'm taking like art, music, like super easy classes. So I'm
nice. Very
just chill and relaxed.
Nice. Well, maybe those are easy for you, huh? Art was hard. For me, I took one on cathedrals.
Oh shoot!
And yeah, it was pretty. It was interesting, but it was hard. It was really hard. I was like, "How could you grade art?" I thought I was gonna finger paint and then get an A, but no, that wasn't it. So, yeah, for me, I'm back in school. They closed down the schools because it was so cold.
Yeah.
And it was a mixture of people being sick also. So we're back in school. Of course, the kids are hyper. I have 5th graders, so they're excited to be back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We miss you, Mr. Mario. And then they try and hug me. I'm like, hey, step back. Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
I don't like hugs.
Yeah, I don't know you that good.
Yeah.
No, but I'm getting better. Yeah, one kid. Mr. Mario. And I'm like, what? And he's like, could you? And he has his arms out. I'm like, oh, my, here we go. So I had to stand up. Yeah. So I stood up and gave him a hug. I was like, okay, here you go. Yeah. Yeah. So, and the backstory on that is I feel bad for him because, he's comes from a single parent home, and he has that. He just cries. He misses his dad.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. And he has, it's really sad. And he's the nicest kid. I don't want to say his name because I'm the nicest kid ever. But it's pretty sad. But that's part of being a teacher. Sometimes you're a dad and an uncle and a cousin and all these other kinds of counselor.
Yeah.
All these other kinds of things. But besides that, everything else is going pretty good. Came off a good new year. Amsterdam was amazing. It's just freezing. I don't even want to go outside.
Yeah. I was looking out because I had like the weather for over there on my phone. And I was like, dang, the other day was like, what, -1 degrees in like the middle?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the wind chill factor.
Yeah. That doesn't even add to that.
Yeah. So let's get into the show, bad days. Are you having a bad day? Are you having a bad day and where it feels like nothing is going right?
Yeah.
How do you deal with those days?
Well, I feel like it also depends on, the person because different people have a different capacity for like stress and just to be able to pull these things. And people mostly know how much they can handle. So, you know, some people can handle like a bit
listening
to music, but it really just depends like how bad it actually is, like how the stress level of it. Because from like a car accident or just like you forgot to turn to an assignment, like it really just depends. And so in times of like even like hardships and everything, that also it also depends because, you know, there's these stress. So some of the different things that I got written down here, and I was thinking about this because a lot of people in our society, like it's very, you know, mental illness, it's very much like something that's very common to talk about in depression and everything. And I think that a lot of people kind of are very easy and quick to be, to, you know, be okay in their sadness and to just like mope around. And because, you know, that's what everybody's doing. Everybody's depressed. Everybody's sad. Like it's a very like word that's, you know, that's thrown around a lot. And sometimes it's not the case, but sometimes it is. And and it's important that, you know, there's things, things aren't going to change unless you do it, do something about it. So it's like if you're sitting around, laying around moping in your sadness and in all your stress, like you're not doing anything to benefit yourself in any way. Like,
I'm sorry. I just had to start laughing because I'm like, oh my gosh, you are a product of me. It's like, I'd be like, no. Go ahead, cry. You can cry for a moment, right? Dust yourself off, get back up, and move forward.
Yeah. And it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true, Dad. Do you have anything
Yeah. Well, it sounds now that I look hindsight, I'm like, man, it sounds so insensitive, you know? It sounds so insensitive. It sounds so – but – I mean, I could let's take it.
Give me one second. You can keep going. Yeah.
Okay, let's take it personal. So I remember when I was in high school, and I would actually have a bad day. Like my high school day, bad day was I woke up late.
Hey, can my you parents just are. Down? I'm doing a podcast right now.
Wow. So anyways.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
Can you guys keep it out? Okay. Thank you guys.
Wow, that was fun.
Sorry, I'm back.
No, it's okay. Where are you at? You're in your dorm.
Dorm life. Yeah, I have sweet mates and so that just tells you. But anywho's
So anyways, my bad day, like, in high school was I woke up late. My parents were yelling, like, you're running. You're going to be late to school. You know what I'm saying? And then as I'm off to school, then let's just say I had, like, something to drink and I spilt it on my shirt. And it to me, that was a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At that time. I didn't have my homework finished. I thought I was going to get to school a little bit early. Copy off my friend. But that wasn't going to work out. You know what I'm saying? So that was my bad day. And the way I handled it is I ditched school. I didn't actually go to school that day. Yeah, I would just stay at home and make it worse, you know? As I got older, of course, my bad days, they changed. They heightened, like a bad day heightened. And so maybe getting into a car accident or, you know, a minor car accident or let's see what else, maybe an unexpected bill. How did I handle those things? How did I handle those bad days, which I would call like a bad day, something usually unexpected, you know? And it was as you grow older, then your problem solving skills actually grow as well. Can you see that in your life?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Just like over like the years, like to say like as a kid to an adult, I can definitely see where like like a bad day would be literally exactly like I forgot to finish, you know, a question or two, or maybe a energy. Like that would be a terrible day for me. But like now it's like, oh, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah.
compared to all the other things that I have in my life. Oh, like, you know, a huge paper that's worth 150 points. That would be like a very bad day. But like, was, you know, something in elementary school compared to like now, completely different.
Yeah, definitely. And so it's like those days, you know, as far as even being a Christian, we all have bad days. Whether and scripture says it rains on the just and unjust. So basically, bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people. Yeah. The encouraging part is that we have a place to run to, and that's God. We are believers in Christ, so we can be encouraged and run to him and to his scripture and to his words and believe that over, you know, the situations or bad times.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What's your thought on that?
In situations of bad times, like, I think, you know, it is important that we do run to God, because that's where we can find the ultimate peace at. That's what he wants us to do, and that's what he hopes that we would do. Because, right. Yeah, because in times of stress, like, obviously all the bad things that, you know, happen in our life, you know, are not really according to his plan. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, they're brought on by Satan so that, you know, you have a terrible day and, you know, draws you, you know, away from God and everything. So I think it's very important to, in these hardships, to read your Bible, listen to worship music. Like, I know sometimes, like, we can get lost in, like, you know, trying to find easier ways to deal with things in other ways, like hobbies and the gym. But I think it also, it is important to run to God in those times, because the word can bring you peace, like, instantly. Yeah. And even just like reflecting.
Yeah. And I just want to bring it a bad day into like multiple. How about a bad season? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, where it just seems nothing goes your way. Like, yeah, everything is just being piled on. And I want to bring light to something. I got a Instagram message from one of my cousins in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the one, my cousin Erica. And I mm-hmm. want to bring light to it, because a couple of years ago, her and her husband were caring for their niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And they called and basically took their niece and nephew in, loved them, cared for them as their own. The one of the kids was a baby.
Yeah.
And anyways,
she was only like a couple months old. She was a couple months old.
Yeah. Long story short, the real parents had visitation rights, right? Biological parents had visitation rights, and then they go for the visitation. The actual biological father stun guns the worker. Mm-hmm. And they take the children and go south of the border. And still to this day, they haven't found the children.
Yeah.
And right. So I get a message from my cousin, and I was just like, we weren't even talking about that. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it was like, I didn't even know how to bring it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't. Yeah. And so what I did was, I just messaged her, and I said, yeah, and I told her that exact, like, I don't know how, like, I'm just praying for you. I haven't forgot about you, and I haven't forgot about your kids.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And the next day, we were praying a lot. We've been praying alongside of each other that they would find their kids, you know? And the next day she messaged me, and she's like, Mario, she was on the news, and mm-hmm. they're shining some more light on the investigation.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually going to post it on my Instagram again, and mm-hmm. To bring light. But I think about her, and I was like, man, imagine waking up and not knowing, you know?
Yeah.
Not knowing where your kids are. Like, how do mm-hmm. you deal? Like, that turns nothing, you know, when I think about it.
Yeah.
It makes my bad day like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so just to see my cousin have hope and pray and do whatever she can to bring the kids back, I'm like, man, How do you deal with that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Especially over like the years. Like it's been a couple of years. So every day thinking and
I couldn't imagine that. So then yesterday texting about it before it was like I was so excited because I had a meeting to serve locally with young professionals. And so I go to the meeting, and at the meeting, the person that I was talking with about it, you know, she's like, what happened to your family? And right then and there, I'm like, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's like the scarlet letter of divorce, you know? And so she's like, well, I hope you don't mind. And what are you going to say? Like, yeah, I do mind.
Yeah.
You know, because then it looks like you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyways, I get like the third degree on divorce. And I was just like, I was not happy. It was very, she was not empathetic. She really wasn't even listening. It was just like question after question. I felt like I was getting hit with phone books, you know, third degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I left, I was not happy at all. And no, I didn't read scripture. No, I didn't pray. No, I didn't put on worship. I was angry. I was so mad because it was like, it just didn't go good. I was just not happy with the situation. So then I'm driving. And it just gets worse because here in Bishkek, I've
pretty bad places, but
here is the worst place ever.
Yeah.
So you put anger with driving in the worst place and it doesn't mix.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. let me give you for instance. So there's three lanes on each side, right? Mm-hmm. People on the slow lane will actually cut across and do a U-turn during traffic.
Nice.
So they will hold up six lanes of traffic just to do a U-turn.
Sounds about right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh my God. So anyways, I'm driving home, which then it takes me, and Bishkek is not big, but it took me at least an hour to get home yesterday. So I'm mad. It's my bad day,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I was so excited to go to the meeting. I was like, oh, this is going to be an awesome opportunity. And then the highlight of the meeting was my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I walked away, and even my friend that was with me, she was just like, wow, what was that? You know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm just not happy. Like, let me just go home and be mad. You know, give me some time because I get over it pretty quick. Let me just take out my anger, and then I'll be fine. Because I think that's just the way that I handle things. Like, yeah, okay, be mad, cry, mm-hmm. do whatever you need to do, which I rarely cry, but be mad and, you know, feel it, but mm-hmm. you got to get up and fight again. You can't stay there. How does that look for you?
It makes me. I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
It's okay. What does that look for you when you're angry? Like when your bad day turns to anger?
Oh, same thing as you. I don't wanna talk to anybody. I just wanna sit and just be by myself. Like same thing. I don't put on worship music. I'm just like, let me sit and let me just relax, calm down, take a breather. I don't want anybody to talk to me. I don't want, like, I just need a moment. I just need to take a moment. And then when I'm done, then I'll be like, okay, we're good. Maybe, and then maybe, you know, I'll go turn on some worship music or, I don't know, watch TikToks or something, you know, just to, like, put myself back into a better mood. But,
No, I'm the same way. Like, just give me my space. Let me fill it. And then, you know, in an hour or so, then I'll be back to normal. You know, I'll have some type of peace.
Yeah.
You know, but don't rush me, because if I feel rushed, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. And then it's going to make everything even worse.
Yeah. Like, my friends, they're like, you know, when you're mad, I'm like, when I'm mad or when I'm hurt, let's say, you know, sad or something, like, it's better not to talk to me.
Yeah.
Just let me be. Give me my space. It usually takes about an hour, 2 hours, and then I'm good. Mm. You know?
Yeah. I'm about the same
way. You know, and then I'm able to process everything, and then I'm able to, like, see the silver lining, you know, and be like, okay, I could have some peace in this.
Yeah.
You know, because if not, I just see red. I'm like, forget this. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going to volunteer.
Yeah.
You know,
instead of, you know, that tunnel vision of rage.
Yeah. Rage against the machine, you know.
Literally.
Yeah. So on those bad days, afterwards, I'm able to think about, you know, the scriptures of, like, all things work together for good, you know, that we have in Romans and in Philippians. So it's all those things I could remember. But before that, because I want to be real, people are like, we like Rugged 33 because you guys are just raw and real.
Yeah.
That's what they like about it. Yeah. They don't like, well, yeah, run to Jesus. But what about the times when you don't run to him?
Yeah.
You know, what about the times, like yesterday when I jumped in my car, I didn't run to him. I didn't run to put on worship. Yeah. I didn't run to. And some people will be like, oh my gosh, that's a lack of spiritual maturity. I could hear it already.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lack of, that's a sign of how mature you are. No, hey, there's some people in scripture that got angry.
Yeah.
You know, and am I justifying it? No, but I'm saying, like, let's be real. Sometimes we don't run to prayer. Sometimes we don't run to the things that we should run to.
Yeah.
You know, and in those times, then how do we deal with it? What does that look like? And usually, you know, when I focus on the offense, and if I focus on it too much, then I could miss out on amazing things, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard people say, like, oh, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be, you know, maybe God allowed you to go through that because, you know, this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, or when I read scripture and I see the teachings of Christ and the disciples, life wasn't easy.
Definitely not.
You know, it says that the road is very narrow. The gate is very narrow. And so sometimes, and I think that sometimes even in America, in the West, we have it so good. We have it so good that we forget that living a life of sacrifice, man, is difficult.
Yeah.
There's going to be bad days.
It's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine and
as much
as we like it to be. It's not the reality of things.
Yeah, definitely. And it was even yesterday, like, when I felt like I was getting the third degree, like, why Bishkek?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm just like, well, first of all, in my situation, you know, you have to be called by God to come to this country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because physically, I could be in Thailand. You know what I'm saying?
Fiji.
Yeah. Yeah, I could be in Fiji teaching, clear, you know.
Water, clear skies.
Exactly. Not negative one, you know.
Coconut in your hand with a straw.
Yeah. washing my face with coconut juice, you know.
Yeah.
How do you keep so young, Mario? I'm like, well, I wash my face with shampoo. That's my new answer.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought you were like, the waters of Fiji.
Right. With natural. Well, usually I say natural juices and berries.
Yep.
Yeah, but people are like, really? I'm like, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, like the good days and the bad days, and how does that weigh out, and what does it look like? And I just want to speak to the Rugged 33 listeners out there that we go through good days and we do go through bad days, and how we navigate and explore through those days matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my younger days, I would. In my less mature days, I would just make it worse, make the day worse by ditching school. You know, when I was in high school, I'd be like, it's a sign from God. I'm not going to school today.
You know? It's already bad. Why does Mel? It can't be worse, right?
Yeah. Let's ditch. Call my cousins. We're going to the beach. You know, it's a beach day.
Yeah. I feel like that would make it better in some way, you know. Me, college student, I just go to the beach. I love to do that. Just literally go.
Yeah.
And then I come back. Like, crap, I have to do work. I have to deal with loud people in this building.
But, yeah. Yeah. So it's those good days and bad days. And but I do find myself having way better days than bad days. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What about you?
Yeah, I could
see. Go ahead.
I think right now, like in, you know, this season and last season, definitely was more good days than bad days. And I can definitely say now, you know, even though like we're, you know, New Year just started, but everything is going really good. And I think it also helps that I'm a person. Like, and sometimes my boyfriend's like, oh, it's not, you know, he's like, it's not that easy. Like, I'm just very much, you know what, like, he's kind of like this too. Like, he's like for stressful and bad days, right? If I can't control it, then why am I worried about it? That's kind of like mine and his mindset. Like, why are we going to worry about something and let something ruin our day that we can't control? If you can control it, then do something about it. So that's kind of like where I'm at.
Okay, let me ask you, when was the last time that you got angry about about something that you couldn't control?
Cool, I can tell you this. So basically, the way Biola is and stuff, right? Our academic counselors or whatever, you know, that help us, you know, with our picking of our classes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have multiple roles. Like, they're actually like professors, and they have other, you know, other titles at our school. And so, and they're like within your major. And so basically they kind of gave me this little runaround of like switching my counselor, and I didn't get to meet with a counselor for a whole year, a whole school year. Like, that is, I was doing it on my own. Like, figure out what classes I need to take, and it was stressful. I got mad because then I come to this school, this past semester, I finally was able to meet with my new counselor, and she basically was like, oh yeah, that sucks. You were supposed to meet with your other counselor, take this and this class in these certain pieces. And it's like, well, how is that, like, that sucks because that's not my fault. Like, you guys switched around my counselors. I wasn't able to meet with somebody. They said, oh, here's your PIN number, go pick your classes and good luck to you. And that pissed me off. That means they didn't help me. Like, that's literally their job as, you know, our counselors, our advisors, is to help us so that we can graduate on time, take the right classes when we're supposed to. And that was something out of my control. So that's why I say, okay, well, you know, let me move things around so I can at least graduate as soon as possible and not like freaking super, super senior over here.
You're 8 years of school and you're not the doctor.
I know, literally. Everybody keeps making fun of me because I'm graduating in my fifth year. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I'm going to be a doctor, according to my brother and everybody.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but it's like I can't do anything about it.
Okay. Yeah, so let me throw this scripture at you, which people are famous for in James 1:2-5. Consider it pure joy, Sunny, when you are involved in various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You got me there. You got me on that one. Right. He was really testing me because I was like, these counselors are really
and it's when I remember this scripture, I'm like, Lord, I can't consider it pure joy.
Yeah.
Like in that moment, I'm not considering it pure joy.
No.
It's after the fact. Like I get home, make dinner, and I'm just like chilling by myself. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It's part of why I'm here. Right? Mm-hmm. It's part of why I'm here. It's going to make me mature and complete.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And no, but I get it. You know, I get it. Sometimes I just want empathy. Like, oh man, that sucks, Mario. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. Like she.
Wow, Sunny, that's rough. That sucks.
Yeah, I couldn't even get that in the phone call because I did it over the phone because I was like, I knew my face would say it all if I did an in-person meeting over.
Right.
And my counselor ended up, my advisor, she ended up being this professor that I can't stand. Because she has like a soft voice. She's like, yeah, blah blah blah. Like that's how I feel like she sounds when she talks. And other issues with the class that I was with her in, but yeah, and she couldn't even like be like, no, we're so sorry that you couldn't meet with it. Like she couldn't even say that. Like it was just like, oh, she was just like, I see you weren't able to meet with anybody. I was like, yeah, I wonder why. And she couldn't even say, you know, like, oh, I apologize, you know, like the whole switch up, like. And then she was like, yeah, now because of this, we highly recommend you change your major so then you can actually graduate like sooner rather than later. And I said, oh, thank you. Actually, thank you for at least helping me solve any problem. But it ended up working out. Even though I wish I would have graduated my 4 years, it's okay. God's plan, you know?
Yeah.
But I got to remember.
Yeah, you chalk it up to, okay, Lord, like, you know, you have me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The whole set, she's even like, God bless you at the end. And I was like, God bless you too. I was like, I can't be bad. Like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, right before I'm leaving to that meeting, administration comes. I just get finished with my homeroom, right? I'm closing up my class and sending my kids off, and so administration comes and with one of the other teachers, and then they're like, Mr. Mario, you're going to have to, in broken English Russian, and Mr. Mario, another AIDS test. And I was like, whoa, wait like you can't just like, why? You know, like, I'm like,
you're like, did I not the disco?
did I not pass the first one? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? Like, you can't just throw that out there. Cause she's like, you have to go get another AIDS test. Can you go tomorrow? And I'm just like, wait, yeah, time's out there. What's you know?
Yeah.
And, so the other teacher seen my face, and me and her, we get along really good. She's funny. She's my friend from Morocco. So she's like, Mario, we had to go get an AIDS test tomorrow. And she's like cracking and laughing, right? Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? I wasn't even gone long enough to get AIDS. Like joking.
Yeah.
You know? And the admin was like looking at me like, what the, you know? And I'm like, I'm just kidding. I just went to Amsterdam, you know. But she's like, yeah, because you left the country, you have to get another AIDS test.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know. So here I'm just, yeah. So this morning, after I hang up, after the podcast is done, I have to get ready, go pick up my friend, go get another AIDS test, you know, which, okay, not a big deal, but it's like, I was like, really? Now I have to do this again. And it very easily, I think that started the momentum of a bad day, you know, because I'm like, and I was trying to joke around about it, you know, but of course she wasn't getting the jokes. But
You say the one from South Park, and you'd be like, "Are you the
right.
place?"
Well, I told my friends because last time we went, it was almost like a really bad joke because I'm the only one with the car at my work, with my friends that I hang out with there,
Because we're
my
all
colleagues.
carpooling for your AIDS test, really.
Exactly. So I'm like a Mexican, a Pakistani, a Moroccan, a South African, and a lady from England get in a car on their way to AIDS test.
Sounds like a bad joke.
Right? Right? And then our admins are in the other car. And I
Nice.
was like, yeah, so we're all driving over there. I'm like, hey guys, what if one of you guys come up positive?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, like, what are you gonna, like, all of us were like, negative, negative. Hey guys, sorry. I have some bad news. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Yeah, really bad joke, but that's what we were talking about.
Just trying to lighten the mood before you guys have to get your test done.
Right? Well, we all go there and we're like, you know, we're all coming out like, man, I hope, you know, when do we get our results? And so when we're standing in the circle and I'm like, you know, and then I said it again. I was like, guys, what if one of you guys come up positive? They're like, us. I'm like, what? Just because I'm Mexican and I have a bunch of tattoos, you think I'm HIV? But you know, I'm just joking. But it could have been a potentially really bad day. But yeah, so that was my day yesterday. So guess who I called?
That's fun. Who?
Guess who I called yesterday?
Do you actually want me to guess?
Yeah. Well, in my bad day, I'll usually call somebody
My
and like
grandma.
vent.
My grandma.
Exactly. Which, God bless my mom. She's not the most empathetic person, you know.
No.
Yeah, she's the one who's like, Mijo, go ahead and cry, but you can't stay there. It will be your, you know, it'll be your coffin. And I'm like, Mom, I'm not gonna die there, you know. She's gonna hear that. She listens to every single one of us. Shout out, Mom, love you. But so she's so she's so cute, you know. I'm
Grandma's
like,
hilarious.
Mom, yeah, I'm like, Mom, I feel like I have the scarlet letter of divorce, you know. And she's saying, oh yeah, mijo, I'm sorry, you know.
Like, that's tough.
Yeah, and that's it, you know. It's not, so I could always count on her to be that voice, you know what I'm saying? So she just let me vent and because it was there was other questions that they asked, like they're like, oh, so you moved over here as a student, but why did you go to work? Like, why are you working now? You know, and I'm just like, well, because I need money to live, you know? Like, what do you mean?
I gonna eat
You
food,
know?
I'm gonna
Yeah.
survive.
And just different questions, which I knew what she was getting at, you know, because it was like, do you have a relationship with your pastor back at home and all this kind of stuff? And so a really religious attitude, like seriously, like toxic religion attitude.
Ew.
That's what I was dealing with yesterday.
That's not fun.
No, it's not fun at all.
That could
And
definitely
so,
spark a bad day.
yeah, it was that's why I was so mad because I'm like, if they do that to me, imagine somebody who is maybe less experienced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it just doesn't look good.
No, it wouldn't be good. And I think this is why a lot of people, and we could do a whole show on this, like the big machine of religion. The machine, right? Yeah, the big, seriously, man. Because it even reaches out here where it's like, if you don't fit this mold, if you don't look like this mold, then you're not it.
Yeah, then you're out.
You know? Yeah, and I don't, visually, I don't look the
Yeah,
mold,
and it's
you
super
know?
discouraging.
Yeah.
Super discouraging, especially like say if you were like a new believer, you know, that would be super discouraging. Like, whoa, like it would almost be like a blind side. Like, people are actually like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People like us, it's like, ugh, when, you
Yeah,
know, this again.
yeah. It's familiar. So it's like, and I'm sorry, listeners. I think we might be talking in code, Sonny.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because,
We need
okay.
to explain a
So,
little more.
yeah. So, what I was dealing with yesterday is the line of questions that they were asking. They basically wanted me to validate to them that I'm a Christian. And my friend, so they asked this question because I went with one of my friends. They asked this question like, "Oh, do you know any Kyrgyz people that are Christian who speak English?" And I was like, "There, I don't know too many." You know? And then my friend says, "Oh, I know one, but I don't think she's practicing Christian, because I think she's a lesbian." Right?
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then right then and there, I'm like, I already know, like the person that's like interviewing me, I already know that toxic religion is all honor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can
Because
sense
just
it.
the line of questions. And so then the way she reacted, like, "Oh, I don't know if your friend is a Christian because she's practicing, she might be practicing being a lesbian, right?" So her reaction to it, I was just like, "Oh my gosh, here we go." I already know the lady. She can't keep her eyes off my tattoos, which I try to cover them up. I'm dressed like a teacher, so some of my tattoos are showing like on my hands, you
Yeah,
know?
just like super
And
judgmental, basically.
yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with. And that's why I was so mad yesterday, because I'm like, if I'm supposed to be this mature Christian pastor, missionary, imagine how they make people, like you said, like a new believer. How they would make them feel. And so when I left, I think I was more angry and mad about that because, in the same breath, she's like, "I'd really like for us to think about how we could minister to the non-believer." Yeah. And I'm like, well, in my mind, with that judgmental attitude, you're not going to do that well.
This is my safe thought. I'd be like, well, that attitude, you know, maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah, I could see why people would run the other way. You know, and so, yeah, that's why I was so mad. That's why, and then just the line of questions, it was almost like I had to validate who I was, you know, and why. And are your children walking with the Lord, you know?
I think that was like the question, like when you told me this when we're texting, and I was like, when you told me like that was the question, I was like, oh my God, I literally just like I rolled my eyes like right then and there. I was like, oh, when I read it, I was like,
Okay, but why? Let the listeners know why you felt that way.
because it's a super like hypocritical, I feel like, in a way. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, were like, I feel like you know what I mean, like my feeling, but yeah. I just can't like explain it. Like,
well, let me expound on it. First okay, of all, she already knew that my kids were older and out of the home because she asked their age. So when she's like, are your children walking with the Lord? You know, I'm just like, first of all, that's their decision whether they are or not. Mm-hmm. And I was just like super offended by it.
Yeah. You know, it's supposed to like it's almost like, oh, your kids don't. So that's like a reflection of you. There we go. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, that right there. That's what I was having a brain fart on how to.
Yeah. So of course, once, because I knew what she was getting at. Well, oh, where's your family? Mm-hmm. Well, my family's in California. Oh, do you have like brothers or sister? And she just kept on probing and probing and probing, you know?
Yeah. You're like, well, and my brother's dead. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. And I told her that. I was like, my brother passed. You know? Oh, I'm sorry, but what about your. And she just kept on going.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we're over here supposed to be reflecting Jesus's. Ladies like this make it very hard to,
Give them a bad name. Yeah, well, it gives people. Well, then I wonder why, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is one of the big reasons why people stay away. She's like, yeah. Well, when people say they got hurt by the church, it's a sign of immaturity, you know. And I'm like, with people like you, with people like you, you're showing your fruit, man.
I'm pretty sure it's not how Jesus was treating anybody. My go-to is like, Jesus was out there, you know, hanging out with the prostitutes and this and that. Like, he wasn't over there, you know, in the having communion, you know, with all the pastors and stuff. Like, no, like, he was out there with, like, the lowest of the low. Like, he wasn't over here judging people. Like, why? So then why are you?
Well, and this is the thing, and people ask me about this. They're like, "Does God judge?" Absolutely, He's a just God.
Yeah,
that time will come, and we know what Scripture says. If you follow Scripture, we know what it says. If you practice these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And we know what that Scripture says. And so am I saying, and it sucks because I know a lot of toxic religious people listen to this podcast. So that's why sometimes I have to like let them know, no, I'm not talking about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why sometimes I'm also like kind of walk on eggshells if I make like references to like secular, like TV, like blah, blah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, oh. But I'm
not sure what we're ready. Oh my gosh.
We're supposed to be, you know, raw in the moments, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh yeah. I could hear her. Oh my gosh. She goes to Biola University. She's getting her, you know, second or her degree also in biblical studies, and she referenced South Park.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous, and it drives me up the wall. I reference so many different movies, so many different songs, so many different things, and I know that I pay for it from the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know, and when I say I pay for it, people call me, oh, you're not Christian enough. Believe me, I've been told, you walk the line, Mario.
Yeah.
You walk the line. You hang out with those people.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes my day really bad really fast because I get so angry. Like, yeah, I hang out with those people just like Jesus did, but I don't practice what they do.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so difficult for you to understand? Why is it so difficult for you to even believe that it could happen?
Yeah. And it's like Jesus is that light. And we're supposed to be like Jesus and be that light to people, you know, who aren't walking with him. It's like, it's all right there. Like, what's the mix up? Like, it baffles me. Like, it genuinely, I'm like, this is not difficult. This is not a difficult concept. So why, you know?
Ugh. Right. And it's just like, Friday, I went to I posted some video. I went to karaoke with some of my colleagues, right? My good friend, he's from Pakistan. He's Muslim. And most of my colleagues here are Muslim. They don't drink. They don't do a lot of different things. And but so we go to karaoke and we're just chilling, having a good time. They're singing. They got me to do karaoke. I think I did Hero by Enrique Iglesias. And here I'm trying to be, the light that God has called me to be. And I honestly feel, and not only I see the fruit of even in my DMs, like, oh, where are you at, Pastor Mario? You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's always that's always in back of my mind. That's always like, man, should I post this? Because I know I'm going to get it from the critical Christian, always looking for something. And I'm like, you don't even have to look that hard to find something. That you don't agree with, whether it's my tattoos or choice of music or whatever. But I'm like, look at the fruit. Look at the fruit it tells on you. Look at what I do. Obviously, Kyrgyzstan, by my standards, would not, by me, by my choice, would not be the first place that I would live. Be my first choice. So obviously it has to be a God thing, and I'm a true believer. He ordains our steps. He guides the steps of a righteous man, and I try to live by that. So what would make a man leave his family? What would make a man leave everything that he knows, his own country, his own comforts, everything? But in toxic people's mind, no, it had to be something else. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be that. It couldn't be that, oh my God, I'm thankful for what God has done in my life. I don't know, man. It just sometimes makes for a good day and it sometimes makes for a bad day. And being part of that 5 a.m. because people have asked me, hey, what's up with that 5 a.m. club? Well, what it is also helps me have better days than most. So by 5 a.m., I'm up, I'm doing physical activity, I'm working out, and then I'm doing a spiritual workout. That's a devotion. Devotion is reading my Bible, praying, listening to worship music, like intentionally focusing on God in the morning. And then from there, I read like which I call like a growth book or listen to a growth podcast. So I'm reading Atomic Habits. I'm almost done. And then, man, I started reading the Anne Frank book, and
So sad, but it's so good.
it's really good. It's really good. And reading that, and so just trying to grow, trying to grow in every single way. So that, and I've noticed that when I have those kinds of days, then my days are better. I actually have peace. Doesn't mean that that storms don't come or I don't have moments. Now I have moments, but I found peace like in John 16:33. I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me here on earth. You will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. I have hope in that. I believe it. I believe it. And here on earth, I have difficult times. I talk to guys all the time, guys that have been in my situation, they're in divorce or and woman as well, they're in divorce or they're single parents or they're just going through it, and I'm like, hey, there's peace to be found, and that peace is Christ. And so just encouraging and being able to be inspired by the things of God and knowing that all things you know, work together, who believe in him.
Yeah.
And so having a bad day and then going to a good day, how does it, have you had one of those days recently where it just started off horrible, but then it ended great?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, it probably wasn't like the worst thing ever, but it's like,
yeah, yeah.
Like a headache, like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, and then yeah. Like once the day goes on, like, yeah, definitely. I have those sometimes, you know, especially like with school, like,
yeah.
It just like either like the professor's just like not like just not doing it for me. I'm just like, oh my God, this is insufferable. Like you're just, you know, reading off the PowerPoint, like, ugh. And then it can go to like, you know, go to a next class and then it was actually really good. Like it can be something as simple as that.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's what usually like what I see as like a bad day. It's like really.
Yeah.
That could have been, you know, that could have been way different. But
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. No, same here where, you know, it may have started off bad, but then it ends up being good. And I'm praying that is today. You know, having to go to the AIDS test and then going back to school and dealing with fifth graders. And and when I say bad day, for the most part, mine are like that too. They're more of a really, like a really day. You know,
yeah.
Like, couldn't this go differently, or couldn't this have been better? You know, but in the day and age that we live in, I think that there's so many people are like, they're like unsure. They're like, gas prices are going up, food prices are going up. Like, America is crazy right now. They can't even identify what a woman is. You know, like all these crazy things. And even people here, they're like, what's going on with America? You know, what's Biden hiding now? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what he's hiding. I don't
let me call him and ask him.
Yeah. I don't even think he knows his name. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, so in this world of uncertainty, I can be certain that God is on the throne. Like he's, and that means he's in control. And because he's in control, I have full confidence that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like it's crazy out there. But we're coming to an end. Sunny, you got any shout outs?
I do have a Bible verse of encouragement that I want. Go so ahead. Mark 10, verse 27, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God, and all things are possible with God."
Ah, oh, that's awesome. I love that one.
Me too. Personal favorite.
That's a really good one. I think one of the good reminders also is Psalms 23:1. We'll end with this. Psalms of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Mm-hmm. You know? Like he cares for me. He has me.
Mm-hmm.
So I lack nothing. Everything that I do have, I have. Everything that I need, I have. And he's my supplier. And so I have confidence in that. And it's a good reminder. I just want to tell all the listeners out there, Reggae 33 listeners, good days and bad days, they come.
Yes.
The cool thing is you can have confidence in Christ that he is with you and he is for you. And sometimes he allows us to go through difficult things. Yeah. But just know that he'll never leave you. And he's with you even in those times. And so I want to give a shout out first to my mom. Man, love you and miss you. My family, Esai, Sunny. I'm so excited. My grandson had his first day of preschool and Yasiel. And so that's really cool. It's funny because one of the pictures that your brother sent me, Yasiel has his head up like a homeboy.
Yeah.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's so cute.
I'm like... It must be in the blood, you know, like he just takes a picture like that. He's like, what's up, you know, ¿qué pasó? Yeah. So and so, Yeah, I love that picture. I'm gonna post it. But I want to say I do miss my family. People are like, you didn't go home, you know, for Christmas. No, I didn't. It's I have a I'll be home, you know, soon to see them and see you guys. I miss my friends and family. I want to give a shout out to the Rodriguez brothers and Juan, everybody that listens, Jose Sabala, all my friends and family. Just shout out to Modesto, to Whittier, Arizona family. God bless you guys. Hey, Reggae 33 podcast listeners, we're out. Sunny, we're out. God bless you
Bye.
guys. Bye.